Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, welcome to a really fun episode of Finishing Well, because this is our first time ever to do this in front of a live sort of church studio audience. So, Hans, this is fun. We're here at Peace Church in Durham, and they have very graciously allowed us to come in on a Wednesday night and record this show for them. And it's kind of a key show to do because I've titled this one, "The First Shall Be Last, and the Last Shall Be First, IRAs." So that's going to be fun.
Well, it is fun. And doing this with this portable equipment and just changing the environment a little bit, change it up a little bit. I do want to let a lot of our listeners know that if you'd be interested and you'd like to invite us to your church, just send us a message on the website or give us a call and let us know. We'd be honored to come out and record a session.
Yeah, and I think as you hear this show today, you'll see how applicable it is to a church and to how possibly you can leverage your resources for the kingdom in this way through some things we'll talk about in today's show. But just to jump on in there, you know, Jesus had this parable in Matthew 20 where most people would call it the parable of the day laborers. And the way the story goes, this is the RSV, the Robbie Standard Version. I'm not reading it word for word, but basically, they went out to these workers and they offered them to come work in the morning for a denarius. And of course, needing work, these guys hooked right up and they were like, "Yeah, we're going to come work for a denarius," and off they went. Well, about 2 hours later, they came back and got another group and said, "Hey, you want to work for a denarius?" And this second group goes, "Oh yeah, we'll work for a denarius." So, you know, they charge the field and they're ready to go work for their work and work and work. And about 3 o'clock, you know, they're like, "Oh, we need more workers." So they go back and they get another group. "Well, you work for a denarius." And of course those guys go. Then with just 1 hour left, the foreman comes out and says, "Hey, you guys want to work for an hour? You work for the rest of the day for a denarius." And of course, they hook right up. And so you can imagine this scene as these people lined up to get paid, right? That, what in the world? What, you know, what the heck is going on here? These people that I bore the work and the whole day and sweat, you know, and all this, and these people show up at the last hour, they're going to get paid the same as I. It's not fair. It's not fair, Hans.
Well, Robbie was running this idea by me getting ready for the show, and I thought, where's he going with this? And I'm right there with him. And it wasn't until right there that I have been describing and continuously how angry people get. Good Christian people are angry about having to take money out of their IRA and pay taxes on it when they're 70 and a half. It just, people stockpile money in IRAs. They're told not to ever pull anything money out of this because you got to pay taxes on it. And they're getting advice from everybody in there. They're stockpiling it, which is a good thing. And when they reach that milestone of 70, now they have to take money out of it. It's called an RMD, or required minimum distribution. And on this show, we teach you about some of those. It's in my book. And but what I'm referring to here specifically is just how that angers people. And I really, when Robbie is listening, he's telling me this, I could just really feel the same anger of these people that had worked 8 hours getting paid the same as somebody. It's like I've been cheated.
And it's just not fair. And so I'm not, believe me, I actually know Jesus was not teaching about IRAs. I know that's a shocker for you. He had a really good message. In fact, he even said when he was trying to describe, you know, "Are you mad at me because I'm a good man? Are you mad at me because I'm generous with my own money?" You know, so the interesting thing to go back a little bit, and I'm going to get to that, what Jesus had in mind, but also want to fill in a few of the details. You know, the government came up with this idea for IRAs. It was actually a brilliant strategy to help a whole lot of folks. And how much money is in those accounts now?
there's approaching $30 trillion. There's $27 trillion. That's what it was about a year ago. In all the individual retirement accounts, 403Bs, 401Ks, and then the plans. And just by perspective, the Social Security Trust Fund has $3 trillion. So it's $27 trillion that's there in accounts for the most part, unless they're Roth. Taxes have not been paid on them yet. The government wants their money, and they're going to get their money. But that should give us a somewhat of a secure feeling for retirement, that there's that much private money that's held for paying people.
I just, for one, you know, just being fair, you know, we usually think the government is crazy. I don't come up with anything that makes sense. But oh my word, did this strategy work? I mean, think how many trillions, all those are there available for people to finish well?
Yeah.
To be able to create an estate for their family, to be able to give to their churches and literally finish well with resources that they, you know, that they accumulated, like through the book of Proverbs, constantly adding it. So as these people add money into these accounts and they watch these accounts grow, and next thing you know, wow, I got $350,000. When the government says, okay, now you got to start taking money out, that's not fair.
and for a lot of folks, this is their savings account. Many times this is the largest sum of money that's at their disposal. Anytime they want to get at the savings account, they got to pay taxes on it. So, but this is their savings account, and they're in charge of it. And so they are naturally going to not want to pull anything out of that. And it's really there so that you can pull something out of it in retirement, and you can pull something out of it, like, strategically over your lifetime and for your spouse or surviving spouse for their lifetime. And it's really intended to replace a pension, because along when we developed these, we kind of got rid of pensions in the workplace. So used to, people would work a long time for one company and then they'd leave with a monthly check. And then survivor benefits. Those things are, unless you're with a government institution or a huge corporation or whatever, those are pretty much gone. But what they're replaced with is a deposit, partly put in by you and then matched with your employer. And, you know, people have built these balances that is really intended to create an income for you in retirement. Okay. And there's a lot of tax advantages to setting up these accounts. And so, for the most part, I feel, and clients coming into me, they're all focused on the accumulation and the investment of that account. And they're, for the most part, we've just come through a pretty good long many years of where the stock market's just gone consistently up. And it's really raised expectations of people. But it's a good thing, because people that maybe had $200,000 in there 5 years ago or 6-7 years ago, they might have 330 now, or, you know, it's a wonderful system. But they also could lose that if we went through something like we did in 2008, 2009, and we probably will at some point. It won't look exactly like that. So most folks that I run into that are retiring or recently retired, they've been focused on accumulation and investment, and that's a good thing. But now, if you're retired, now priorities change. I mean, first of all, risk is a big thing. You can't, if you're not adding to that and you don't have a lot of time, you can't afford to lose a bunch in a stock market downturn. So risk is important, but even more important is creating an income for life. And then it's people don't want to withdraw from it because they're afraid that they're going to get into their 80s and they're going to run out of money. So they don't know how much to withdraw.
Yeah, so that gets to the minimum, what is that, the distribution, it's called a what?
It's called a required minimum distribution.
See, I'm good with these things. The RQ, right? Yeah. Right? RMD.
And it's in chapter 4 in the book, or chapter right. 5. Yeah.
It's frustrating. Like, I've acquired all this. Now I've got to do a minimum distribution. It's not fair. And so what happens is, right, they don't, you know, without any financial help, they take the angle of not wanting that money to go out. And when they do that, they don't realize what they might be doing to their heirs, because there's a tax bomb that's going to explode with that money. In other words, that money hasn't been taxed, and at some point in time, it's going to get taxed. And if it comes through inheritance and all that stuff, right, Hans? So by actually going over the minimum distribution and getting into a good, smart distribution of that money, your kids don't end up with this big, whopping tax bomb.
Yeah, and this may sound a little self-serving, but you need professional help with this stuff. Or you certainly need to be a good researcher, and you need to be objective in your research. And I don't give the same advice to everybody, and that's why I want to be clear that we're not giving advice on this radio show about what we want you to go out and do with your IRA. We're just talking about some of the variables and some of the priorities, but each person sitting in this room is different, and you have different needs, different risks that you're willing to take. You're at a different age, you're a different season in life. Some of you that have IRAs need some of the money from it. A lot of retired people, they don't need this money. I mean, they've got their Social Security check. They've got other savings that they've had. They've got their house paid off. This IRA money is just sitting there, and it's accumulating. What Robbie just said is if they just do nothing with it other than take the minimum, what happens is, and we see it all the time, is somebody passes away and this gets left to their kids, and their kids come in and see us and they say, oh, wow, I'm the beneficiary of that. Now, how do I get a check? You know, and I just say, no, well, wait a minute, you're going to have to pay taxes on that. So if we've got $200,000 in there, you're only really going to net probably $120,000, $130,000 out of this, maybe even less. And you got to put the rest of that back aside or just send it to the government now. And, or we could stretch this out over your lifetime. I've got all kinds of strategies that I could show them how to stretch this thing out. And so we've got to go back from the break, I'm going to finish the story. Yeah.
With certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And what we're talking about today is based on his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, available at cardinalguide.com. When we come back, you're going to find out a little bit more what Jesus had in mind on this whole fairness thing and, you know, generosity. So stay tuned.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to Useful Documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And today's show, we're talking about the first will be last, and the last will be first, IRAs. And we've been talking about our initial response. My own response would be, like, it's not fair. You're going to take this money now, and you're going to tax it, and I'm not going to have it. But and the next thing I know, I'm just taking the minimum distribution. And by the way, the government, while you're doing that, is licking their chops like, see, it's working. They're just taking the minimum distribution. That's exactly what I was hoping they would do. So when we start to make decisions based on what is fair, I really do want to get to what I think Jesus was saying here, is that these workers that came in the parable, they came at the first of the day, they bear the brunt of the work, they got all that stuff, And they really felt like it would be fair that they would get more than the guy that just came the last hour. And of course, I think most believers would see that the person that gets saved, you know, and on their deathbed is going to get the same heaven that you got. And then that's certainly applicable, I think. But there's something very key for me, Robbie Dillmore, to pay attention to here. Because in a minute, we're going to talk about QCDs and what that would do to build the kingdom of God. And it's just awesome. Qualified charitable contributions. But what Jesus was really telling Robbie Dillmore is, Robbie, I don't care what you do, right? I don't care how many radio shows you do for God. I don't care how much you got up every morning and pray. I care about who you are and who's coming into the kingdom, right? It's not about me working to earn God's pleasure. No part of that that's in the equation. And the neat thing, if you look at the context of Matthew 20, it kind of fits in there between that, you know, those who give up churches and houses and all that. That's the first time he says, and the last will be first and the first will be last. But then right after this parable, James and John decide, hey, we need to be the big shots here. And what are they talking about? What we're going to do for God. And the idea is, if I'm the big doer for God, like Pastor James here, that must mean he's the cheese, right? That he's going to be first because he did the most in the kingdom. And God is like, Robbie, this isn't about what you do. It's about your relationship with me. It's about what we do together. It's about how we can enjoy the kingdom together. And those kind of things. And when I look at this subject of IRAs, honestly, I think, wow, you're letting all that money sitting in that account when you could be using it to go on a journey with Jesus, maybe to tithe into your church, or maybe to do something with your family that would build relationship, that would build love and joy and peace and patience. Because here's this huge resource. How many trillion?
27 trillion.
27 trillion.
That's probably a little more than that now. But
unbelievable. But if we think by giving that in QCDs to church that we're going to get a better place in the food line in heaven, you know, you missed the point.
Yeah. And so from a planner's standpoint, I mean, let's just kind of build it up here, is that we have a lot of people sitting on the money. They're not even familiar with the rules for minimum distributions. And I've learned it's very hard to learn something when you're mad at it, when you're angry about it, okay? So if you could deal with the anger and just kind of, it just is, now I got to pay taxes on this IRA, you could actually learn. So what are the required minimum distribution rules? Because you don't want to violate them. There's huge penalties. So just for the understanding, when you turn 70 and a half, you got to start taking money out of this. And it's a different amount every year. I can help you with that, or somebody like me can help you calculate all that. But the point is just taking the minimum may not be the best route for you. And so a person in a family that's enjoying kind of low taxes, because, you know, if you don't have a lot of other income besides your Social Security, you don't pay any taxes on your Social Security. If you have a little other income, you still don't pay any taxes on your Social Security, and you don't pay much taxes in the other income until you have a lot of income. Now you're going to pay higher taxes on the lot of income, and you're going to pay taxes on your Social Security. So it's a formula. But I just see a lot of people that have their Social Security check, they're spending out of their savings, they're not tapping their IRA, then they get mad about the fact that they have to do it, but I help them do it, and they're just building up this big money that's going to be there, and they feel good about leaving it to their kids, and that's great. Okay, or their surviving spouse. I mean, that's great, but I can just tell you that a lot of the kids are just going to cash it in, pay the taxes, and they're not going to follow the continuation of, there's some ways to postpone it. So what we really want to talk about in here is planning this out better than just looking at it and deciding I'm going to take this much this year and just take the minimum and we'll hope for the best. We'll see what we have next year. How about if we sat down and we said, okay, we're going to get a multi-year plan. We're going to start taking it out. Even if you're not 70 yet, if you're 65 or retired, maybe we're going to start taking out some every year now. And if we can pay the taxes on it, and then we can just move it over into an account that's not taxable. So it's just a savings account or some type of investment where you could draw from that So there's a lot of other things leading up to the QCD. And what we wanted to talk about in here specifically in the church and to all the people that are listening is this went in a few years ago, and there's a thing called a qualified charitable distribution. And so you are allowed, if you're 70 and a half or older, and you have money in an IRA or something, well, it has to be in an IRA, that you can distribute up to $100,000 in any one year per person. But let's just get a little more real. I mean, it just, if we get down, you know, if you had $200,000 in an IRA, you wouldn't want to distribute $100,000 of it and give it to the church, but that's the maximum. But any amount that you withdraw with the minimum that you could give to the church, okay? And that would not show up on your tax return. Now, I don't want anybody to run out and do this without professional help. There needs to be a proper way that the money's drawn from the custodian and the right boxes need to be marked and no tax withheld. But so if you had somebody that had a $5,000 a year minimum distribution, they could, instead of taking that in cash and paying the taxes, they could take the minimum distribution, give it directly to the church, any qualified charity, and mark all the boxes correctly, and the money just goes straight to the church, no income taxes. They could also do $10,000, or they could do $5,000 to themselves, which they would pay taxes, and add another $5,000 that would go to the church. So there's all types of flexibility with this. You got to be 70 and a half. And if you have a spouse where one of you is older and one of you is over that threshold, then you would just make this contribution out of the older spouse that's over 70 and a half. And ultimately, you could leave the whole thing to the church and or a portion of the whole thing by beneficiary. You need to set all that up right, and you could just completely bypass the taxes. Now, I want to make another point with that. And the other point is that the amount that you give, like if you're giving currently and tithing to the church, and you're doing that out of your money that you've already paid taxes on, you could just simply shift that giving to where now you're giving it directly out of your IRA, and you'd effectively be getting a tax deduction on it. Because many seniors are in a position where they're taking standard deductions. They're not getting the full benefit of deducting their tithing to the church. And so they could shift some of the money around how it's going and create a very favorable tax situation. So it's called a QCD.
Let's say you're tithing, $500 a month to the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if after tax dollars, you're probably losing $100, if you're paying taxes like I do, I suppose. And so by giving it out of the QCD, that same $500, you can give all $500 without losing the $100, right? So Or you can still give the $400 and you have $100 more to go give to the Jesus Labor of Love. Just kidding.
Now we're carping.
There's a shameless plug in there. Sorry.
Yeah.
But, that's part of the strategy of what we're talking about. Now, we do want to mention again that, we really feel like a lot of finishing well has to do with how, God would simply want us to finish with the resources that we have. And so we do really think that this is really applicable for churches. We would love to come to your church. You're listening today and you're saying, Robbie, how can I find out? How can I get the Hans Finishing Well show at my church? Well, you go to cardinalguide.com and there you just see Hans's number, Hans's email address, and say, Hans, I would love for you to come here, which, by the way, you can send him an email saying, I want the book for free. You'd send it, wouldn't you, Hans?
You can send a message directly on the website. You can also call us.
I'll get you a copy
of my book. The books, if you write into me, I'll be glad to mail you a copy of the book or email you one. You can get the book on Amazon. It's very inexpensive. I mean, we really want to get the teaching, and we talk about a lot more than IRAs. We talk about Medicare and long-term care and investments and taxes and all the subjects that are in the book. That's what we're doing on this show. And beyond, if you're listening to the show and you'd like really to hear more We certainly want to make it available to you, and it's available at cardinalguide.com.
Right, and there at cardinalguide.com, always under the Seven Worries tab, which we know, right, Pastor? You're not supposed to worry. It's like, and so we're preparing you for this, so you don't have to do that. The Seven Worries tab, you can get this chapter on IRAs. It's free. All you got to do is just download it. It's right there and available. And cardinalguide.com. You got to remember the guide. You can't just put cardinal. You got to put cardinal guide.
Cardinalguide.com
with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Hans, this was a lot of fun today.
It was a lot of fun today.
Out here at Peace Church. Now remember, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. But you know, I was thinking about that. Is that if you go to prayer just right now or in 10 minutes from now, I'm pretty sure you'll be first on his list. Immediately, he's going to come and commune with you. And so don't wait till the last minute to be first. I'm just saying. you could go at will and be the first. But all you got to do is ask and kind of like Will Smith in the movie. I'm trying to think of it, the golf movie. But anyway, he said, I've been right here with you the whole time. Thanks for listening to Finishing Well.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.